So we're going to be talking a bit about trust this morning, so we need to set up a little bit. So why don't you talk to the person that's next to you? I want you to say who you trust, but not the person next to you. Say someone else, okay? Who you trust. Thank you. Yeah, I think so. Thanks. Yeah, please. Thank you. Right, Jordan, do you want to lock in, even if you're just sitting down? Okay. All right, thank you. Thanks, Brian. Can we have the slide up? You'll have to excuse all this stuff, and it looks all very exciting. It really isn't going to be. In fact, I don't even know what I'm going to do with it yet because I've tried lots of things that hasn't worked. So, are you good? Okay. So, we're going to look at trust, and we've looked at trust quite a bit, I think. I think a group recently did it in the evening, didn't they? And it was very good. And so the definition of trust, thanks, Brian, or a definition of trust, can you read that? Firm belief in the reliability, truth, integrity, ability, or character of a person or thing, confidence and reliance. So the opposite of trust. Did I say truth? I'm talking about trust. If I say truth, ignore me. I'm talking about trust. So the antonym of trust, distrust, mistrust, doubt, skepticism, suspicion, disbelief. Yeah? There's loads and loads of stuff on trust. If you look on the internet, there's tons of stuff on trust. Why you shouldn't trust people, how when trust is gone, you can never get it back, and how fragile it is. And all of that. Life is full of false people. Trust no one. And yet, if we're wanting relationships, you've got to have trust. You can't have relationships without trust. It's impossible. They've got to be built on trust. A relationship without trust is like a car without petrol. You can stay in it all you want, but it's not going to go anywhere. It's true, isn't it? So trust is really important. So who do you trust? Give me someone you trust. Who do you trust? Yeah, Mark. Wife. Okay. Yeah, your wife. Excellent. That's a good thing. Your daughter. So family. Yeah, well done. Don't have to hide, Victoria. It's a good thing. Anyone else? Friends. Yeah. Jesus. A doctor. Do you trust your doctors? Okay. Bit of a worry there. We trust lots of people, don't we? So I just wondered why we trust people. So why do you trust someone? Why do you trust your doctor? Honest, he's honest and he's straightforward, okay? Okay, keeps confidences, yeah?
He knows what he's doing.
You think he knows what he's doing. Yeah, knowledgeable, all right? So I think that with trust, I think knowledge can come into trust, can't it? Your knowledge or the person's knowledge, what else?
Consistency.
Consistency, yeah, absolutely. So kind of track record, knowing what's gone before, yeah? Anything else?
Accountability
and testability. Explain it a little bit, it's right. Yeah, yeah. So there's checks in place. Yeah. So qualifications, regulations. Qualifications and regulations. Are you qualified?
Oh
dear. They've been proved trustworthy. Okay. Yeah. So do you trust yourselves? In some things, how much would you trust? Can we skip? Oh yeah, where are we? Are we on the why? Can we skip back one? I'm going to be doing that in a minute. No ropes, free climbing. Insane, I reckon, but free climbing. No ropes, no safety net, nothing, just a long drop. I mean, I guess you could say, well, at least he's not going to hurt himself, is he? Because he's going to be dead if he drops off that. So, okay. So on trust, sorry, I'm skipping all over. Can we go back to the deeper still? So we know about trust. I think we know a little bit about trust. And I think there's a lot of things that recently I've been, people have been teaching me, just people, our conversations, you, people have been sharing stuff with me, and I've realized that lots of these words, lots of, you know, love, faith, trust, forgiveness, obedience, there are depths to that stuff, you know. So like pain, who knows what pain's about? We'll all stick our hands up, and then anyone that's had a child would say, you don't know anything about pain, to all the blokes in the building. So we bow to your superior knowledge on pain. Kidney stones, yes. So depending on what, you know, there's different levels to pain, and you might have experienced huge amounts of pain. And it's the same with these words, there's different depths to trust. And some of you, I humbly would say, some of you know way, way, way more about trust than I do. Way more about trust. Because you've had to go to a place that I've never had to go to when it comes to trust, or forgiveness, or obedience. Or we've got our journeys, haven't we? And so there's just different levels. And so although we've talked about trust a lot, I just want to say, you know, I think the more, you know, I preached about more in January. My more is not looking how I thought it was going to look like. It's actually learning more about difficult things. That's what my more is looking like. And I feel like God's saying, you want more, then you need to know more about trusting me. And to do that, it's going to get uncomfortable. You need to know more about these other things, because I need to take you deeper in character, in whatever, for the more that you're talking about, more gifts, more anointing, more blessing to be able to come through. And so on our Christian walks, I think, you know, God's going to take us. He is taking us through the more, and some of it's really difficult. So let's go back to the why. Please, Brian. So belief. If you've got belief in something, that kind of lines up to trusting as well. If you really believe in something, you trust it. If I really believe that this kit's going to support my weight, then I can trust it. There's an element of trust that comes from belief. What else did I put down, Brian? The next one. Oh, is it not sliding through? Sorry. Okay, well, I'll tell you anyway. Experience, we talked about experience. If someone is very experienced at something, I can trust them. Or my experience, yeah, just leave it like that. My experience can help with that. Credentials, we said that, didn't we? Qualifications. Recommendations? No? If you want a good mechanic, Stuart Venables. Yeah? You can trust him. He's a good bloke. So, recommendations are good. Love. If you love someone, love's a bit blind, isn't it, at times? But if you love someone, you do tend to trust them. Or hopefully you trust them. So, you know, I don't know, maybe you've had a really flashy car, lads, and, you know, you've put your girlfriends on the insurance policy because you trust them blindly with your car. Who knows? Okay. So people I would trust. It depends what you're talking about, doesn't it? So I would trust Paul Hedger to take a splinter out of my hand. I wouldn't trust him to give me back surgery. Fairly sensible, isn't it? I would trust, I used to like motorcycle riding and stuff. Used to enjoy it. Used to be quite fast, badly, so, but used to enjoy it. And but who would I go on the back of a bike with? Totally different kind of question. I would go on the back of a bike with Tim Cockerton. And I'd go on the back of a bike with Nick Crawford. Because Nick's a very, very experienced police motorcycle rider. And he is very safe and controlled, and he knows everything about, you know, he's the most experienced person I would know when it comes to riding bikes. Tim Cockerton, I trust his friendship, I trust his respect of me and my life. I have been on the back of bikes with people who are nutters, and and it's scary. It is scary. I left the seat on a bike going over the bumps to West Row once and had to grab the back of the neck of the person as we were going along. Not getting on the back of a bike with him ever, ever again. Tim would not do that to me. He wouldn't do that to me. What about guns? They're a bit dangerous, aren't they? I've been in situations where we've been shooting, 12-bore shooting, clay pigeon shooting, with novices, and we've given all the training, we've done the safety things, haven't we, Will? They pull the first trigger, hit or miss, whatever, and they're turning round with the gun. And we're all hitting the mud in panic after you've trained them and everything. Don't want to do that. I would trust Martin Beckett with a gun any day. He's safe. He knows what he's doing. He thinks the bigger picture through. different levels of trust, different people we can trust. And then we get to God, and I think, can we trust God? Why can we trust God? Can we trust God? How much do you trust God? And that's not as easy, because you can all say, yeah, we trust God. I trust God. Of course I trust God. But how much do you trust God? Because some of you, I thought it was amazing this morning in the worship, because we say God is faithful, but Martin rightly picked up, what if you can't find that faithfulness right now? You know, what if you don't feel that closeness? We go through places that are really, really difficult and truly rock us. What if you know all the scriptures about fear, but you are fearful? And it's hard, isn't it? It's really difficult. And I thought Martin, it was stunningly led by God this morning to unpack that, because we can get in such messes, you know, blaming ourselves and just struggling. And so we can say we trust God, but then the stakes get a bit higher, don't they? And it's like, can I trust him with this? Do I dare trust him with that? What if you feel that he's not been trustworthy at times? He's let you down. Big, big questions. So I just wanted to say some stuff. So in 1 John 4, I think that's the next slide, Brian, I think. Yeah. Oh, there, way. God is love. So God isn't just, he doesn't just love. He's not loving, he is love. Okay, he is love. It says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So God is love, and it's agape, isn't it? It's that perfect, we learnt about it with Jess and George. It's straight line love. It's whatever we do or don't do doesn't alter his love at all. Not at all. Our sin gets in the way of receiving his love, and you know, and he disciplines and all the rest of it. But his love, he is love. He can't change that. It is absolute, straight, one directional. It doesn't require anything from you at all. He loves. So that's a benchmark, and I think that needs to be a big foundation stone under our trust label. So he is love, 100%. He's omniscient. And I was just talking to some friends about all this the other day, and just chatting it over. Omniscience is all-knowing, okay? So he knows absolutely everything. There is nothing that he does not know, nothing. He sees everything. He understands everything. He created everything. He just is beyond in every sense when it comes to knowledge. So he's perfect love. He's perfect knowledge. And then I'm quoting such well-used, worn scriptures, Jeremiah 29. So he's perfect love, he's perfect knowledge, and he says that his plans for you are to prosper you and not harm you, to give you hope and future. And if you put those three things down, they're an incredibly powerful thing. He loves you beyond anything that anyone else does. He loves you beyond anyone can love you. He knows everything about right now, about your situation, about where you've been, where you've come through, where your ancestors were from, how much being English affects you, whatever. But where you're going tomorrow, what's going to impact on you in the next week, where your future lies, he knows the whole thing. He sees this massive picture. And he says to you, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found of you, declares the Lord, and I'll bring you back from captivity. So in my little thing, we said that we would trust someone with knowledge. God has got ultimate knowledge. Ultimate knowledge. We trust someone who loves us. He loves us beyond everything else. We trust someone that has experience, just slightly. And the other things we put down, that's got a track record. I can't remember what else we put down. God ticks all those boxes of who we would want to trust, who we would dare to trust. He ticks all those boxes with 100% ticks all the time. There's no question about any of those. So when things get really difficult and situations kind of say, well, how do I trust? How can I trust? This is really hard to say, so just track with me, because I'm not blaming anyone. I'm certainly in this mix, definitely. But the truth of the matter is, if God has let you down, hear me, please. If God has let you down, he hasn't let you down. We don't understand what's happened or what could happen or what the future holds or why something has happened, but he has not let you down. Because he, in his perfect love, with perfect knowledge, so knows what's going on, bigger picture, has said there's good plans for you. That's a bit, it's like, ouch. It means that we've got something wrong, or we're not through to the final part, or we're missing something, or there's a bigger picture that you may not be able to know about. It's not about hunting for it, searching for it necessarily, but it's just there. God is trustworthy. Yeah, he is faithful all the time, and we don't see it sometimes for different reasons. But that doesn't mean he's suddenly become untrustworthy or unfaithful or unloving or doesn't care for us or has left us or whatever. It doesn't mean that. It feels like that sometimes. It feels so painful. But we need to be reminded of the big picture. And all of this kit and stuff is, I was thinking about climbing and just the trust of climbing. And I was with someone, a friend the other day, and we saw someone on a roof, on a building site, and they were on a roof. And this is, I don't know what its official name is, it's an arrest harness, that's how what I think. So on a roof, you've got a scaffolding, and you clip the arrest harness into the scaffolding, and you would have a full body harness on. So it wouldn't be just like this. It would go up your back, over your shoulders, there'd be hooks in the back, and you would hook in to the back behind your head. And you can go for a little wander. Hold that. You can go for a little wander across your roof to tag in your nail, and it's all good. You got it tight. And it's all good, and you can go for a wander the other way and all the rest of it. But if you fell off the roof, it catches you. It's a seatbelt, sorry. It's a seatbelt, so it's just got a locking mechanism. And it's all about safety, isn't it? And it's a right pain, and you don't want to use them because they get in the way all the time. But it's building regs or regulations, safety regulations. So you've got that. And I was thinking, what does that do? If it's used rightly, it does make you feel safer. It does. It makes you be able to do your work without the worry, or quite the worry, of falling off the roof, doesn't it? Can we, Mark or Wendy, could you put that screen up a minute? So, could I grab Martin, Will? Actually, Martin, do you want to come up as well? It's all right. You're only to hold a ladder. I don't know really, one either side, I don't know. I haven't worked out what we're doing yet. Is that locked in? All right. So the biggest thing is don't let the ladder fall that way. I'll be all right, but. So I'd lean against the wall now. Can that go under there? Oh, perfect, okay. That's all right. Okay, so where's my notes? Can you pass me my notes? So we're climbing away, okay? Now Jordan's got he's got me on some different bits of kit. Okay, so low level stuff. Do you need to trust God? Probably not. You know, you're probably quite comfortable at certain levels of trust, and you call it trusting God, but it's, you know, really, what harm is it going to do if I fall off that? You know, okay. And I think God sometimes is like, we need to, if we really want to go deeper with him, if we really want to punch through some of the heavy stuff, we need to dare to trust him at different levels. And so you go up a bit, and and actually, oh, it probably doesn't look very high from where you are, but that's high enough for me. But actually, I have got an element of trust because the ladder's still sloped against the wall a bit, so I'm not real close to the wall, and the rope's tight-ish. I mean, I know it's there. I can feel it. I can pull it. It's got a bit of flexibility in it, so I would drop a little bit, but I would get caught. Jordan's got me. I've checked. He's heavier than me. Else you quite literally would see me going down and him going up. So yeah, I've checked that. But I feel safe. I feel confident because of this. But I want to say, hold the ladder up. So there's a rock climb. If you're rock climbing, excuse the nice derriere. If you're rock climbing, so imagine this is a wall, not a ladder, okay? So I'm rock climbing. I'd love to have made this into a climbing wall. I couldn't do it. So you've got hand holds, and they're real little, and you've got feet holds places, and you're holding on, not with a nice foot holding a ladder, but you're holding on, and I'm shaking now, and you get shaky. And I want to say, What can I see? I can see my microphone getting caught in the rope. I can see handholds. I can see a wall. I can see where I want to get to-ish, probably, some of it, and I'm really shaking. But I can't see what you can see. I can't see the bigger picture. So when we're kind of in that position, it's really good to have someone down the bottom at belay and say, Tim, there's a handhold another 3 inches up on your right-hand side. Just stretch. Stretch up and you'll feel the handhold. You'll get to the handhold. Because they see the bigger picture and I can't see it. I'm locked into this narrow field of view. And how often are we in situations where we're locked into narrow fields of view and we can't see the bigger picture? We just can't. And it's about trusting someone who can see a bit more of the picture. God can see all the picture. He really can see the whole thing. And I might be adamant that I can't get up that way, but I can go that way. And my guy might be saying, Tim, just trust me, you've got to go that way. Because he sees a big overhang over there that is out of my vision that I would really get in trouble with. And that way looks difficult, but actually just around that corner, it gets much easier. So it's all about trust, isn't it, like that? And the other thing with trust, and this is hard, is... So Jordan's got... I can't turn around. Jordan's got me, and do you notice he keeps pulling up? When I'm going up, he's pulling up. Okay, give me some slack a minute. So when you climb, when you're properly climbing... Now I don't feel so safe. When you're properly climbing, you don't climb like that. How often do we want someone to pull us up? How often do we want to feel like right now, we want to feel God? We want to know he's there right now. And yet we can't. We can't feel any support whatsoever. And it is really scary then. And we're like, God, where have you gone? Where have you gone? And he's saying his word, I haven't gone anywhere. And we'd be saying, but we can't feel you, God. Where are you? It's like, my word says, I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And we're like, but you have. Where are you? And this is how you climb properly. Because you don't want rope getting in the way, pulling you up, you know, grabbing your harness. But it does feel a lot more secure if that is happening. Okay? And so in our walk, when we can't feel God, when he doesn't come through and yank us up the wall. I mean, when I'm belaying Lucy, I can literally pull her up the wall if I want to. But that's not proper climbing. To really learn how to climb, to really know the depths of God's love, to really get the Christian life at a different level. And I am talking a different level. I'm not saying a normal level. This is high level stuff. We've got to trust the word of God when it smacks us around the face, when it stinks, when it doesn't come true. We've got to trust the word of God somewhere. And it's really difficult. And I'm certainly not preaching from a stance of I do, or I'm annoyed with people that struggle with that. Goodness me, that's high level stuff, isn't it? And the same could be said of obedience or faith or other things. It's not just about trust. Okay. It's hard though, isn't it? I just want to say God's love is just so consistent for you. He is there for you. He is. If you're struggling with faith, you know, feeling that he's let you down anyway, be assured he is there. You can't see it because you're just seeing this. Sometimes you don't know where the next handhold is. Sometimes it goes all a bit quiet, doesn't it? We're like, God, why won't you talk to me? Where have you gone? And I don't know. But all I know is his word stands firm all the time. His word's firm. And he will not let you down. It may not work out in the way that you want it to, you think it should. But he has got your back. He will not let you fall. As soon as I say that, you think, well, he has let me fall. And very base level, and I'm not bringing it all back to this because it's much more glorious than this. Well, not glorious. It's much more for today than this. But base level, your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Nothing can rob you from the love of God. Nothing. death can't take away the love of God for you. Jesus said, you know, trust me, in my Father's house are many rooms. You know, I'm going to prepare you a place. Base level, you are absolutely safe. If I dropped off this and died, I am safe. I am safe. All his promises have been fulfilled. If I died today, they've been fulfilled, because that's not the end. Blessed Rita knows full well that is not the end. She is living in the reality of everything that she had trusted in and hoped for and had faith for. Right now, it's all glorious now. So his promises are yes and amen, if in his scheme it is heaven, or if it's right now for us in situations that we're going through. Does that make sense? Okay, my time's gone. So, you're going to catch me. Oh, can we go? Oh, there's a shelf. Okay. All right, you got the ladder? Okay, right. Here I go. All right. Oh, okay. You can let me down. Please let me down. Okay. Go on. Okay. Thank you. You can leave it there. Well, I'm on that. Did you take my notes? Thank you. So, I hope you know me well enough. I'm not trying to show off or do anything silly. I think it was just something that was going around my mind with the climbing thing. And I think sometimes visual stuff can stay with us. And my hope is that, you know, when you're thinking about trust, maybe you'll think, yeah, sometimes that rope is slack. That's what I'm feeling now. But I want to be confident that God is there. He hasn't left me. You know, maybe I need a bit more slack so that it's not constraining me almost. It's not kind of, you know, and I can spread out and I can move around and I can see what else is going on. But he is there and he will catch you. If you fall, he will. Should we have the screen down again? Sorry. So, we come... Psalms 9 verse 10 says, those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. And Psalm 20 verse 7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of our Lord. Some trust in horses and chariots, but we trust in the name of our Lord. And you see, it's easy to trust in yourself at times. It's easy to trust in stuff, money, whatever. It's not necessarily bad to do that all the time. But you've got to realize that God has got it all. And he is so much more equipped to lead you on the perfect path than you do it yourself. Because he sees it all. He's perfect love. He knows everything. He knows his plans for your life. And he's the one that can direct you through them and carry you through them. I do not trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long. And we praise your name forever. See, however well equipped you are, God is more equipped. Whatever knowledge you have, God has got more knowledge. Whatever way seems perfect to you, God knows if that is perfect or if he's got the perfect way that you haven't seen yet. Psalm 56 ties in with this morning. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you. In God whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? And that doesn't mean mortal man can't hurt you. That doesn't mean that. It's saying there is a higher place. Whatever mortal man might do to you, put your trust in me, because I rule the heavens, I rule eternity. Your name is written in my book. Sorry. Someone's roaring. Okay, so let's see what we've got on PowerPoint, and then we cut. What was the next slide, Brian? Okay, such a well-known scripture. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Isn't the argument about that? Surely God's given us common sense. Surely he's given us intellect. Surely we can trust on our understanding. Absolutely, 100%. Do that all you want, as long as you've got God in the right place. You know, God has got total understanding. I have not got total understanding. You know, his ways are perfect. My ways are hit and miss. He sees the future. I don't. He knows where he wants me to go. I don't know where he wants me to go all the time. So I just need to follow him. So trust in the Lord with all that you are. All right? Don't let your heads and all the rest of it get in the way. Obviously, use your intellect. Of course you do that. Absolutely. But trust in him. Core level, heart level, trust in the Lord. Put him in his right place. Because when we do, you have freedom. If I did this all day long, all you know, with Jordan, and we go off all over the world, and we're abseiling off, you know, canyons in wherever, the trust that would build up would mean that I would dare to do things that I would never dare to do normally. And you see proper rock climbers, and they know their kit, they know the people that are looking after them, and they literally cannot find another handhold, but they've seen one, or the spotter's told them that it's there, and it's 4 feet away, and they can't reach it, and they jump. And they might be 2,000 foot up, or whatever, and they're jumping and grabbing the handhold. Because they know that in that case, they would fall a little bit further. They would fall a good few feet. But they know that as they fall, they will be caught. They will be caught by the kit. And so it brings you freedom. The more you can trust, the more freedom it brings. The more you trust, the less fear can take hold in your lives. The more you trust, the more excitement there is and adventure there is in God. The more you put him first and put your trust in him, the higher we can reach in many other things as well. And the more God can give us, I believe, because it's so much about trust. So our man shows us. Keep going. Thanks, Brian. Man says, show me and I'll trust you. God says, trust me and I'll show you. Thanks. In whom do we trust? In God we trust. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I just really want to thank you, Lord, that you are so dependable. Lord, I want to apologize for the times I wobble and the times I trust myself, the times I get swayed because of situations, circumstances, Lord. But I thank you for the reminder that you truly can be that unshakable foundation under my feet. And Lord, I pray for myself and for others here today, Lord, Holy Spirit, that as we dare to look at this subject and dare to ponder it and talk to you about it, Lord, that you would build that foundation. And Lord, that it would be for our benefit, it would be for the benefit of all those around us, and it would bring glory to your name. Father, for those that are really struggling right now, for many different ways, I just want to pray against any condemnation. It's nothing to do with that at all. Pray against that, Lord. And I pray that it would be not a word that brings kind of a struggle to overcome, but it would be a word that brings light into a dark place, Lord, and brings hope where hope has been robbed from us, and brings fresh realization of your love and your commitment to us and your desire to walk every step of this life out with us. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Tin coffee will be served. Go and grab your kids really quickly, please, if they're